Here in the U.S., commercials for hard liquor are running on network television for the first time. This ends a voluntary ban on such ads that had existed since TV's earliest days. Beer and wine have been advertised for years, with great success. Now consumer groups and some members of Congress are worried about the new commercials for whiskey, vodka, and liqueurs. They fear the ads will encourage more people, especially young people, to drink. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
The first network liquor ad ran this month on NBC's Saturday Night Live. The ad didn't say to buy any specific product.
One of the best ways to have a great time this holiday season is to make sure that everyone gets home safely.
Seven shiny drinking glasses are lined up on a table. A hand turns the last one over.
Select a designated driver.
NBC told the liquor company Guinness UDV that it must first run 4 months of responsible drinking messages. Then the product ads can appear only after 9 p.m. And NBC says the actors in the commercials must be at least 30 years old. But those rules aren't enough for critics like Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia. At a press conference in front of the Capitol, Wolf warned NBC that he is ready to ask Congress to ban these ads.
For health and safety and the welfare of the young people of this country who are faced with so many temptations in their lives today, and the moms and dads who never want to have to answer that call, that fateful call in the middle of the night about the fatal crash, we implore, we urge NBC to reverse its decision. Be a good corporate citizen as they've been in the past.
Dozens of studies have tried to figure out how much does liquor advertising influence drinking. It's still not clear. For young people, the ads are far less influential than peers or parents, but then they've never been bombarded by liquor ads on network TV. Liquor makers want to advertise in a way that doesn't set off a backlash of criticism, or even worse, lead to regulation. Peter Cressy runs the Washington Trade Group, the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States.
We really should be praising NBC and Guinness UDV for having established the highest set of standards I have ever seen for advertising. Not just in our industry, but in any industry.
A lot of public health experts are skeptical about those standards. After all, they were drawn up by two self-interested parties, a TV network and a liquor company. One critic is George Hacker of the Center for Science in the Public Interest. He questions responsible drinking messages that come from the same people who are selling the drinks.
We think it's preposterous to have those messages produced by liquor companies, you know, from your good friends at Smirnoff. I mean, give me a break. Basically, it's just another form of product advertising, and it also sort of puts a shine on the image of a company that's about to bring you bad stuff.
Smirnoff is already running responsibility ads. This one is for its flavored malt beverage.
In this supposed TSA, young man, hip-looking character, drives up to apparently a party scene and gets out of his convertible and grabs his six-pack of Smirnoff Ice. Note that it's a six-pack and he's coming alone.
The man approaches the party. Then he stops. He walks back to his car, pulls out a knife, and punctures his own tires.
Smirnoff Ice, reminding you that whatever it takes, every drink and drive.
The message is, if you disable your car and you're not going to drive, you can drink to abandon. You can do whatever you want. Well, the problem is that drinking driving is only one of many potential hazards when it comes to drinking.
NBC is the first major network to run liquor ads, but the ban was first broken in 1996. That's when ads first started running on some local stations and some cable networks. There have been few complaints about the commercials like this one for Kahlua. It spins you around the floor of a trendy retro nightclub.
Kahlua White Russian, how come you taste so good?
Charles Atkin is a professor of communication at Michigan State University. He has studied what makes the new liquor ads so appealing to younger viewers.
I think kids are more responsive to music than older age groups in terms of cueing them in that this is an ad worth focusing on.
Atkin says people in their 20s who recall seeing liquor ads are far more likely to drink. But it's hard to say why. It could be that young people who wanted to drink were simply more likely to pay attention to the ads. Or perhaps advertising's glamorous images really do guide the drinking habits of young men and women. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.